This is GPB. Good morning. I'm Leah Fleming. Latinos make up the largest ethnic minority group in the United States, and their concerns are playing a major part in this year's presidential election. Between 2012 and 2016, just over 3 million more eligible U.S.-born Hispanic voters are qualified to go to the polls. That's according to Pew Research Center data. Add to that another 1.2 million people who have become citizens since the last general election, and the impact of the Latino vote could be enough to turn some traditionally red states like Georgia blue or purple. As Hispanic Awareness Month kicks off today, we check in with Jerry Gonzalez. He is the founding and current executive director of the Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials. He's based in Atlanta. Good morning, Jerry.
Glad to be with you.
The Secretary of State's office says that there are about 92,000 Latinos registered to vote in Georgia. How might Latino voters influence this election in Georgia this year?
Well, actually, we believe that there's more than what the Secretary of State actually thinks. We estimate that the number is probably closer to 220,000 Latinos registered to vote. And that's because Latinos are of many races and our racial categories in the state's database system is binary. You can pick one. So we think many Latinos are misclassified as white, misclassified as black, or classified as others or unknowns in the system. So I think the state misses about 40%. So the Latino electorate is actually quite strong. We estimate that as of 2014, the number is about 220,000. And those eligible not yet registered, we put that number at about 60,000. So really, you're looking at a significant piece of the electorate there.
I would imagine one of the concerns has been all of the conversation about immigration. Do you think those concerns and the rhetoric on immigration, first of all, reflect what's really happening?
Well, I think that the discussion on immigration is more of a litmus test. When Latinos think about the election and the issues that are most important to them, economy and jobs is at the top of the list. However, how a candidate talks about immigration, how a candidate talks about immigrants, is sort of a litmus test whether they'll even listen to you on anything else that you have to say. Because if you are not respectful or honoring of the immigrant community, then Latinos in Georgia, we've seen really turn off and don't listen to anything else that you have to say, because immigration is such an important issue in Georgia. If you look at the population in Georgia, over half of the population is immigrant, and over half of the immigrant population is undocumented immigrants. So the degrees of separation between those that are citizen and those that are undocumented is not that far. So Latino citizens in Georgia do care about the issue of immigration very, very closely.
Why has immigration even become such a controversial political issue now?
Well, it's become a controversial issue because Congress has abdicated its responsibility and not gotten the job done. The U.S. Senate passed a bipartisan comprehensive immigration reform bill that the House refused to take up. So because of Congress's inaction, it still remains a viable and a hot political topic. We need immigrants for Georgia to continue to succeed. We need immigrants to continue to make Georgia a prosperous place for us all. So with that, I think our congressional delegation owes a responsibility to take action. And unfortunately, they've left that undone. They've not done many things these last couple of years. But that's really, I think, the issue that the Congress has abdicated its responsibility. And that's why President Obama had to act with the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, as well as Deferred Action for Parental Accountability.
Jerry Gonzalez, you are the executive director of the Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you.